Let's do it again. Rewind and do it again. Let's hear a theme song.
Loitering in Wonderland, Westworld Review.
Hello, citizens. Welcome to Violent Ends, LAW Westworld Review, episode 34 for 404, file not found. Oh, sorry, generation loss. Oh, God. I think that's when you make a copy of something and it loses versions of itself over time. I could be way off. I'm taking a stab in the dark there. I literally did not look this up. I would assume that's what it means because that's what it sounds like. Generation long, right? Anyway, welcome. I'm Phoenix West. I don't know if I said that. Let's just get into it. Maeve and Caleb are blowing shit up. This is a back in time. This is the flashback we saw when she was doing her meditation flashback in her episode when they introduced Maeve this season. Caleb is shot, and she's trying to heal him. She hacks into his limbic system, and a limbics I still never understood. Limbics is both the thing in their brain, the thing in their mouth, and the pill they were taking, the little breath mint. One of those breath strips. It looks like that too. It's apparently just defines everything. Anyway, so they're basically teasing this because she saved his life at one point, and you're supposed to think, oh, she's gonna save his life again because a very similar thing happened. That's the setup for that. That's the reason they're showing you that. And there's some twists in this episode. In this one, there's one big reveal, and then one I figured out before they reveal it to you. But I'll get to that in a minute. Caleb wakes up because he got infected with Frankie full of bees. And he wakes up to Hale revealing that she's infected everyone at the park. Reveals that he's infected, and everyone that goes there gets infected with the flies, all the flies. They fly in your mouth because Frankie full of bees or Johnny full of bees or whoever's around you full of bees gets the, I keep calling them bees, but they're flies, gets the bee flies in you. They're flies, but I'm probably going to keep saying bees because I'm not really paying attention. They're fucking flying insects that get inside you and infect you. Who gives a shit? Basically, they're using the park to infect people. That's the plan. So that's why she had Man in Black killing senators and vice presidents to open the place, so she could infect people very slowly, but I don't get why you would do that when they're goddamn flies. You don't need a park to release flies, do you? You can just release the goddamn flies. What is the park? It seems like an unnecessary, expensive step. It really does. I don't get why they did this. And all she does, she spends her time with Caleb, because I mean, we'll get to that in a minute. But I don't. I guess I shouldn't get ahead of the horse here, but. Man in Black, he chases Maeve through the tunnels. She turns off her sound in her own brain, because she can do that. And then she turns up like this machine, and Man in Black goes down because it's really loud. And then all the glass in the entire fucking world explodes. So Caleb gets out, and then they capture Hale. And she doesn't really seem too concerned about it. She seems fine with it. We cut to Dolores, Christina, whatever you want to call her. She wakes up, her roommate's immediately in her room, just all in her goddamn space. And it's like, hey, you were screaming and making noises. Were you having nightmares? Oh, you did these paintings. These are weird. What are these? Anyway, I need to take you out tonight. And she's like, yeah, I was dreaming about flies. She's like, that's, why flies? That's fucking weird. What a strange thing to have dreams about. What is wrong with it? What did you paint? She gets so judgmental here. And we know why later, but yeah, it's a lot of talk about fly nightmares in this scene. Let's go back to the Freedom Fighters. I don't know what else to call them. There's a girl named C that they had in the last episode that took them here. But she takes them back to their base and they meet the Megaforce team. They're trying to kill Bernard and Stubbs, but C gets in the way, and then C's girlfriend gets in the way of that, and then Stubbs gets in the way. There's just people getting in the way of guns. And she's like, no, take them out there, find the weapon, because they're looking for a weapon in the sand, and go find the weapon. If there's no weapon, just shoot them. And then they're like, all right, bye. And I was like, they're walking away. I'm like, what fucking weapon are they looking for? I mean, I thought I missed something, But it turns out we're not supposed to know what the weapon is yet. But I was like, why do they need a weapon? Okay, they need a weapon. Whatever. It's kind of one of those things you're just like, I miss... Okay, it's just say, let's go out and look for the MacGuffin in the sand. And that'll take up some time. So I was like, I guess we don't... They're finding a weapon. Who cares? Do I really need to invest much thought into this weapon? Turns out, weapon's real goddamn important. Didn't know what the weapon was going to be till later. And obviously, you're not supposed to. Very excited when I did find out what the weapon is. It's a big black dildo. Oh, no. Sorry. I read the wrong notes. I'm looking at my Google search history. Sorry. No. We'll find out later. I'll get to later what the big what the weapon was. Black. Oh, man. Yeah, bye. Of course. Yes. It's fine. Pay more. That's fine. I don't care. Get it to me. Yeah, I'll pay for the faster shipping. Yes. Vibrate option. Yeah, of course. Triple the price of vibrate. Okay, it's worth it. Yeah, it's fine. All right, I'll have to split this up between like 4 or 5 credit cards. That's quite a bit. Remember to edit this out. Okay. All right, so... Dolores, she's at another date, and she drops her lipstick, and then Teddy's there, and he picks it up and hands it to her. Just like in Westworld, where he hands her the can when she's backing her horse to go back to her sad, lonely daddy who changes characters and changes faces and stares at photos and gets nude and put in a basement. Just like that. And they're like, oh, romantic. And good, goddamn, he's handsome, so it's fine. I have no issues with Teddy. I'm just... It's just like, yeah, as soon as she dropped it, I'm like, oh, he's going to pick it up. God damn it. Like, I get it. It's mirroring. Okay. Maeve and Caleb arrive. I have so many of my notes that say M&C, M plus C, arrive at construction site. I'm going to be honest. I'm not quite sure, and I still don't quite know. Are they just there to stop hail? Why are they going to the construction site? I don't remember knowing in the moment why they were going to this construction site. They were just going there, and I was like, all right. Because she has a line at one point where she goes, this tale belonged to the Westworld, it belonged to Delos. And they arrive, and I was like, okay, it belonged to Delos. They're here now. For what? The man in black shoots at him. Caleb takes Hale up to the top in a building thing. And down below is Maeve waiting for Man in Black so they can have a little shootout thing. And I was like, why is Hale doing this? Because it seemed like in season 3 that she wanted to help people. And that's the reason she would have went against Dolores, because she thought Dolores was trying to murder civilization. And I guess when she strangled that guy to death, or she choked that guy out, the pedophile with the dog, she didn't choke him with a dog. He was a pedophile who owned a dog. Let me just clarify that in case you're confused. She didn't wrap a dog, like a big-ass hairy dog, around the guy's neck and choke. That would have been badass, because it would have killed the dog and that guy. And that's not a bad way to kill a pedophile, I'll say. That's a pretty solid way to do it. Like, maximum shame. Even the dog is so tainted that you're a pedophile. You're such an epic pedophile, which sounds complimentary, but it's not. That... Even your dog had to go. And I used that dog to kill you. And that is a power move. Beyond what I can describe. Man, that is... I can't stop thinking about a dog being folded around someone's neck to death. That is a brutal way to go. Because you'd be like, oh, it's kind of soft. Oh, God, the ribs. Like, you'd be very confused for the short amount of time you're alive. Yeah, that's what happens when you get killed by a robot, though. Weird shit happens. It can fold a dog in half around your neck. Where the shit am I here? Oh, dear God. Oh, so I'm like, why was Hale... I don't know why Hale's doing any of this. I guess she not wants to just kill everyone, take over humanity, be a god now? Oh, okay. And you just gotta accept it, because it makes it a easier pill to swallow, because there's no going back. They don't stop and explain why she got. They're just, this is what she's doing now. Accept it. Move on. That's what we're doing. It's what the entire season's about. And then we're out of here. And good luck sorting that out. I mean, it wasn't like completely out of left field, but I was like, I kind of got the impression she wanted to do good, and the show was like, nope, you misread that horribly. And maybe I did. Maybe I did. My wife agreed, though. We didn't really talk specifically about that. So two people didn't see it that way. Two out of two in the room, I would say. Caleb is going crazy because of the bee, or the flies, rather. And she's like, take out the gun. And he grabs it, and she's like, shoot her. Look, he points it at Maeve, and she's like, shoot her. And then Man in Black shows up, and then Caleb shoots the Man in Black a bunch of times. Looks like a Call of Duty angle. And she's like, how did you betray me? How do you keep betraying me? And he's like, because I got one thing you don't have. I don't remember what he says, but that's what he says. All I remember him saying is, I got something you don't have. One of the best show in history under my belt, I should say. Oh, I'm dying. Sorry, I say things wrong. And then Man in Black gets up and shoots Maeve in the chest and then stabs Maeve in the stomach. And he's like, you're never going to win. And she's like, one thing Westworld taught me is to, I don't fucking remember, take out other people when you die. It's basically what she meant. She hugs him to death because an explosion happens and they both get buried. Even though the Man in Black is never there later. And then he's just in the rest of the show set decades later. I don't quite get it. Whatever. Maybe she made a bunch of versions of him. Who knows? Hale, it cuts back to... Okay. Let me say this. White hoods. Okay. I've been listening to a lot of Childish Gambino lately. Sorry. At this point, I wrote, and I told my wife, I looked at her, and I go, oh, shit. She's like, what? And I'm like, oh, because that's what he says. I got one thing you don't have, a daughter's love, or something like that. Something super cheesy about his daughter. And then it cuts to the daughter. It cuts to C with Bernard digging in the desert. And I was like, oh, God damn it. That's his fucking daughter. He's been, you know, this is decades later. Damn it. I'm like, yep, here it is. He's been dead. Yeah, and I guessed this whole fucking thing. And my wife goes, oh, you're right. Because I was thinking, like, this is the William fake out. This is the really decades later. And I was like, no, you're not getting me again. No. And so, yeah, I guess it before the reveal. I don't think the reveal happens till the next episode, maybe, or the one after. Who knows? But, yeah, I guessed it, and I was like, okay. I mean, it seemed like they were kind of spoon-feeding it to you in this scene. Because he keeps talking about his daughter, and they start showing her, and I'm like, well, there you go. Like, I'm not saying I'm a fucking genius for guessing that. I'm saying they made it kind of obvious. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that seems pointless, but whatever. And she's like, he kind of wakes back up, and she's like, hey, wait, Caleb, you're kind of fading out there. And he's like, oh, it's all right, these helicopters are here, and it's my men, and they're going to kill you, they're going to capture you. And she's like, sure about that? And she basically tells him that he died right there before, and then he remembers, like, the guys coming in. She's like, they weren't your guys, they were my guys. And he remembers the flashback of the guys coming in and blowing him away. And he's like, she tells him he's a robot, and then she stands up. She's not even tied, and he realizes he's not even shot or stabbed or whatever the hell happened to him. She says he's the 278th version, and we realize the daughter, C, is digging for his body. That's the reason she wants to look there. Hale tells him he died 23 years ago. Children are easier to infect with the flies. They're less resistant, and that's the reason she's obsessed with Caleb, and she's doing all this stuff with the Caleb stuff, is because he's resisting all her commands, and she wants to know, because the rest of the season is about the outliers, and how there's outliers, and she can't deal with them, she's trying to deal with them, and like they seem like they're inevitable. It's the Matrix. It's the fucking story of the Matrix. Let's just say it right now. It's the people who escape the Matrix. The Sentinels hunt them down. It's the goddamn story of the Matrix. I don't know how else to say it. Have you seen The Matrix? Then you know how this Westworld thing's playing out. It is good. It's a good season, but it's, goddammit, it's just The Matrix. That's all I can say. It's just that, but slightly different. Bernard finds Maeve's, he finds Maeve's body in the sand. That was the weapon they're looking for. They don't really get a good look at her, but he finds her. Hale tells him it's, or she goes, "You're starting to see it now, aren't you?" And then he shakes loose and he realizes they're just sitting in a glass room and he wasn't really there. He's like, oh, hey, what's going on? What's the plan now? And she's like, "It's time for a new narrative." And he runs away and he goes outside and she's smiling while he's running away. Like, that's the chase she likes. She basically wants to know more about him because he's an outlier from the beginning and has constantly been an outlier because no matter how many times she remakes him, cannot get him right. She can't get the robots to do it. Anyway, she smiles. I don't know what this note means. I'm not going to go back to the episode because I already got rid of it. I wrote, I get it now. I wrote it like I'm supposed to know what this meant later, but I wrote, finds Dolores' world and what she painted. What the fuck would that? Anyway, I just remembered because I just skimmed through it. Caleb runs outside and it ends up being Dolores' world because you recognize a lot of the streets. And then the painting is like this weird, it looks like a spaceship in her painting, but you realize because the camera pulls away from the city and you realize there's like another little island with this big ass tower. And that's what she was painting, a tower. And that's how this episode ends. It's glorious. This glorious episode ends. I'm going to get out of here. I feel like I've been talking for hours. This is only 16 and a half minutes, but the last one felt longer. Episode 403. Until next time, in the meantime, my Phoenix West, so long, citizens. This generation's lost.